On Tuesday's front page, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with President Obama at the White House. Netanyahu said Israel must be able to defend itself by itself. Going into the Super Tuesday primaries, Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum strained for an edge in Ohio, and dentists say more and more preschoolers have cavities. We'll open wide and see why. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says President Obama welcomed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House. Mr. Obama urged pressure and diplomacy to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear bomb. Times reporter Mark Landler says Netanyahu had a different message.
Prime Minister Netanyahu made no mention of diplomacy or sanctions and spoke only of the right that Israel reserved to act to defend its own national security. Israel argues that the West, the United States, or Israel are both acting together, need to act before Iran has the capability to produce a weapon. The United States believes that it can wait longer and act before Iran actually physically begins producing a weapon. This is a nuance, but it's vital in terms of figuring out how much time there is before the West, either the United States or Israel, must make a decision on military action.
Times reporter Mark Landler. The president repeated what he said on Sunday when he told a pro-Israel lobbying group that all options are on the table to keep Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. But this time, at the White House, he did not explicitly mention military action. Super Tuesday is finally here. Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum went into the 10 primaries that could well decide the race, looking for an edge. If Romney wins in Ohio, one reason will be that he won over working-class voters. Times correspondent Ashley Parker covered Romney's appearance at a guardrail manufacturing plant in Canton, Ohio. She says he based his closing appeal on blue-collar issues of jobs and manufacturing. But that wasn't all.
Ann Romney sort of opened up for Governor Romney on a very personal note. That's part of an initiative by the Romney campaign to sort of show Governor Romney's softer side and kind of open him up a bit more. And when Governor Romney took the stage, however, he really, you know, returned things to jobs and the economy. The Romney campaign especially is trying to make it all about the delegates, which really benefits them. But regardless of what happens with the delegates, it could be an interesting state because someone could win the delegates and someone else could win the popular vote here. And whoever wins the popular vote could try to make the case that, you know, I can win the popular vote again in this critical swing state against President Obama in November, and whoever wins delegates can try to make that same case. So you could see two candidates coming out of Ohio and trying to make their argument that they deserve their party's nomination.
Times reporter Ashley Parker. A rift with billionaire conservative financier Charles Koch is threatening the identity and independence of the Cato Institute. It's a libertarian think tank in Washington. Cato officials say Koch and his brother David have been trying to install their own people on the Institute's board. They also want a more direct pipeline between Cato and their own political outlets, including groups that Democrats complain are spending millions in an assault on President Obama. Cato Board Chairman Robert Levy says the Institute can't be perceived as a mouthpiece of special interests. Next to an Indian tribe in Nebraska that has a ban on alcohol is a hub for beer. Now the Oglala Sioux tribe is going to court against brewers like Anheuser-Busch and stores in the neighboring town of White Clay. The tribe says they encourage illegal alcohol consumption on the reservation. The reservation has had problems with everything from fetal alcohol syndrome to beer-related murders. Dentists are seeing a rise in cavities among preschoolers. Dentists say the reasons include endless snacking and juice or other sugary drinks at bedtime. They also say choosing bottled water rather than fluoridated tap water for children contributes to tooth decay. Pediatric experts say babies should see a dentist by the time they're 1 year old to have their risk level for cavities assessed. Inside Tuesday's Times, a look at a machine gun range that offers a new way to let loose in Las Vegas. Machine Guns Vegas is an indoor shooting range a half a mile from the Strip. Times reporter Adam Negurney says it has skimpily dressed hostesses who were toting guns. It also has targets like Osama bin Laden and machine guns to shoot at them, from AK-47s to Uzis to M4s. Iran's Supreme Court threw out the death penalty conviction of a former Marine accused of spying. Iranian news services said the court ordered a retrial after citing shortcomings in the case against 28-year-old Amir Hekmati. Elise Auerbach of Amnesty International called the ruling a positive sign. In Russia, election observers said Vladimir Putin unfairly benefited from lavish government spending on his behalf before Russia's presidential election over the weekend. Election monitors said there was less of the ballot stuffing on Sunday than there was during parliamentary elections in December, but they noted Putin was facing no real competition. China's economy may be slowing down a little. Times reporter Keith Bradshaw says exports and luxury residential real estate are struggling. That's one reason the nights are darker in Guangzhou. Construction sites there used to have floodlights after dark, so work could go on around the clock. Builders are no longer rushing to finish the projects already underway, and they're not starting new ones. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.